W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of Frenchman's Creek by Daphne du Maurier, narrated by Annabelle Scholey. Introduction. Back in 1975, when I was 15, and already determined to be a novelist, I wrote a letter to Daphne du Maurier. I sent it, care of her publishers, Victor Galance, and I didn't know if it would really get to her. So I was delirious with excitement when a small white envelope postmarked St. Austell plopped through our Nottingham letterbox. She'd written back. She enclosed a grainy colour snap of Kilmarth, her grey Cornish stone house, explaining that it appeared in her novel, The House on the Strand, which I think you would enjoy as much as the others. She also wished me luck with my O-levels. Normal teenagers might have been very grateful and left it there, but not me. I got back to the poor woman immediately, enclosing my pencil sketch of Rachel in My Cousin Rachel. Very kindly, where on earth did she find the time, she replied straight away, this time sending an autographed photo of herself sitting on the beach at Par. I gazed at it for ages, at this photo that her fingers had actually touched. I gazed at her face, wise and wistful with just a hint of defiance, at her boyishly sensible brown wool trouser suit, at her eyes mysteriously fixed, just as they should be, on some point far out to sea. She thanked me for the drawing, generously remarking that it was more attractive than the actress Olivia de Havilland who took the part in the film. And best of all, she wished me good luck with my book. This was the novel I was writing, in painstaking biro in a spiral-bound exercise book. It was called Samantha, and yes, it owed an embarrassing amount to Rebecca. I didn't tell her this. Our correspondence continued sporadically across almost 2 years, as I turned 16 and then 17. I still have the clutch of postcards, letters and photographs she sent me, the small white envelopes with my name typed on the front, the sixpence stamp, the St. Austell postmark, the spidery handwriting. Handling and reading them now is strangely moving, an eerie shortcut back to the girl I was then. I am reminded of how profoundly du Maurier changed the way I felt about myself, how she engaged and excited me with her writing, how she was the first novelist I'd encountered who seemed to delve into the darkest stirrings of the human heart, its most monstrous passions, its most restless yearnings, in a way that I could touch and understand. Somewhere deep in those novels, I found a taste of something that shook me up. A sense of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?